Hi, I'm Vandella.
And I'm Mocha.
And we're here today to talk to you about surviving the coronavirus in the salon. I've currently been a stylist for about 23 years and a licensed cosmetologist. Y'all heard me? Licensed cosmetologist for about 23 years. How about you, Mocha?
I've been a licensed cosmetologist for 4 years.
Y'all, Mocha is from Columbia, South Carolina, and she has a salon there. And where's your salon?
My salon is on 5708 North Main Street, Suite E, Columbia, South Carolina.
Y'all heard that? Does your salon have a name?
Mocha's Beauty Bar.
It's Mocha's Beauty Bar, and I'm Vandella from Exclusive Beauty Suite Studio here in Orangeburg, beautiful city of Orangeburg, South Carolina, located at 106 Stagecoach Lane in the Village on St. Matthews Road. If you get a chance, look us up. You can look me up on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. I am Vandella. There's only one like me. Like I said, we're going to talk about the coronavirus. Now, you know, a lot of salons have been debating whether they were going to open up this week or next week about the coronavirus. Did you decide to open up or not, Ashley?
Yes, Mocha's Beauty Bar is open and ready to operate and give you all the full loving that we've been trying to give you all for months. We have opened back up on Monday last week.
You opened Monday last week. What was that date? You remember the date?
I think that was May 18th, I believe.
Okay, yeah, May 18th. Yep. Well, I didn't. I'm currently open. This week is really going to be my first full week back. I did open softly last week. Mm-hmm. I was trying to set it up where I didn't do it as many customers, but you know, of course, the phone been ringing, people trying to get their hair done. But we're trying to stay safe. I don't know what you're doing to stay safe in your salon, but at my salon, I'm trying to stay safe by limiting the clients, trying to do one client per 2 hours, or a service that usually take me an hour, I'm scheduling it for 2 hours. A service that take me 2 hours, I'm scheduling for 3 hours, trying to get that extra time in so that I won't have people overlapping in the salon.
Right. Yeah. That's actually also something that I'm also doing too. I'm actually proud of the coronavirus, honestly, you guys. I don't know, it might seem strange for me to say that, but it has actually opened my eyes to see a lot of different things on how I can improve my salon with the things that they actually already taught us in hair school. It's great. I'm very comfortable and confident that the new way we're going to change things, I'm confident that my salon is going to be a great success. I am glad with the social distancing. I'm glad with the disinfecting every hour. I am excited about all of that.
That's good. You know, I noticed that you did some upgrades and some renovations in your place while you were out for those 2 months.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. Okay, well, we can talk about that. So, while we were out on our little break for about 3 months, I decided to do a little renovation to my salon. I added an extra suite, and I'm using that right now for my lounge area. Coming soon, it will hopefully be a massage area, you guys. That's what I'm aiming for. I also made a space for the kids because, you know, all of you all, we all have kids, and sometimes they like to wander around the salon, and I don't want them wandering around, touching on everything. So I just isolated a little section for them with a whole bunch of toys and books for them to read and, you know, play and kind of sort of just stay out of the way so they won't be all over the salon.
That's good. I saw that area, that kids corner area that you have is your salon. Well, unfortunately, you know, I'm totally against the kids being in the salon because I like my clients to be, you know, have a more serene atmosphere, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's why every salon is different.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
So I wanted my clients, you know, to be able to come and get away from it, because sometimes that's your safe haven, your way to get away from some of those things. But then I can understand, you know, clients that have children may not have a babysitter, but you know, that to each its own. I can appreciate it because the kids' corner look kind of sweet in there. If I had a kid, I'd probably go over there. Because I don't have no little babies, but I got some grandbabies. I'm sure they can come over there and get in the kids' corner, grab a little book, little snacks. Well, you know, I don't have any of those things going on over here. I give a little bottle of water.
That's my
customer service because I think people want to be a little more. Well, I guess, but you know, that cuts come with the experience and the time that I've done hair as well.
Yes. And so 3 years and 4 years, so maybe, hey, who knows, in about 20 years, I might be saying the same thing.
Right, because when I first started, I used to have 1,000 people. I mean, people was waiting all by the doors. I didn't appreciate my clients like I do now. It's a little different And, you know, I guess when they're younger, they got more time to spare. They can sit around a little more. But when they get a little older, you know, they don't have time for all that. And they don't want to be like, oh, Lord. Here they go. Especially the school teachers.
Right.
I do school teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And they do not want to come from school.
They
come in the salon and sit with more kids. Yes. And then sometimes it's their students that they done had an issue with that's trying to get their hair done, too. So my client's not really with all that. So
yes. Mardella, you said something a minute ago. You said something about time.
Yes.
It stuck with me when you said it for a minute. Because time. Oh, my God. That is such a great word in this career field that we're in.
Yeah.
When you take your time for granted, you can never get it back.
Oh, no. You can never get time back. I always tell people, time is life's most precious commodity.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you think about it, you know, you can get a lot of things back, but you cannot get time back. And, you know, as I've gotten older, I realized that I've lost some really good clients because I didn't appreciate their time.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
I thought about the things that I did at when I was a client. I always said I didn't want to be the stylist
right.
that I had, even though she was a wonderful stylist. She could style well, but the time that I stayed in the salon was just ridiculous.
Right.
Sometimes I would be in the salon 12, 14, 16 hours.
Yeah,
but,
right.
you know, I didn't mind because I wanted that style from that stylist.
Right.
But I decided that I'm not going to be that. And then, you know, and then I found myself going into that because I didn't know how to say no. I would take everybody who called me and, you know, I didn't know how to say no. But in this coronavirus, it's making us say no.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Between every time a client get out of the chair, I'm disinfecting the chair. I'd use a fresh cape on every client.
Mm-hmm,
I throw the capes in the dirty clothes after the client gets finished, and I take it and, you know, I take them home and wash them. You know, before we would use the cape if it got soiled or messed up or whatever. We just use a towel because in hair school we was taught to reline with another towel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now, you know, with the coronavirus and that towel, that cape possibly touching the front of their nape,
right.
their neck or their nape area. No, we got to throw those towels in the and disinfect them
right.
all together every time.
Right.
So I'm washing like 40 capes.
Oh, yeah.
And it made me up my cape game a little bit, you know.
Sure did. I had to buy some more too. It definitely up your cape game.
Yeah. And then I've been using all, you know, I even took baby wipes
mm-hmm.
and I poured a cup of bleach
mm-hmm. oh,
inside
yep.
the baby wipes and Dawn. And so that I can wipe down my doors and stuff.
And awesome.
I tape them with black tape so I can know that, you know, my daughter won't think it is baby wipes. She can wipe one of them kids with the door.
Right. Yeah. No. So that's good. That is good idea.
So, yeah. And then I'm checking the temperature at the door.
Yes, that Bardella. When I seen that, I was ecstatic. I'm definitely going to get me a thermometer. I'm definitely going to be checking temperatures from now on at Mocha's Beauty Bar because that does matter. Everywhere else they go in the doctor's office and stuff, they checking the temperature for me. So you can tell me you're not sick and you can really be sick, or you can tell me you're not sick and not know that you're sick. So by checking the temperature, that really does make a difference.
Yeah, because sometimes you don't know you're sick. And you know, they say a lot of people are asymptomatic, and some people say, oh yeah, I always be hot. Well, you're not gonna be hot in here. I take that infrared, I check them at the door.
At the door.
And I write it down. I even did a pre-screening and release waiver for my clients as well, because I want them to know that I want to be safe and I want them to be safe
as well.
And it's good to keep a log of everybody that's coming in the salon, because once you keep a log of everybody that has come into your salon, if someone is actually infected or come in contact with someone that is infected, you will have a list of who all was in the salon
today.
With them,
mm-hmm.
so that you
awesome.
Can have the duty to inform them
mm-hmm.
that someone was
mm-hmm.
infected
mm-hmm.
that came around.
Yes,
you know,
that
and
great.
That and that's really important. And I told them I got some simple rules.
Right.
The first one I said, if you feeling bad or you're not feeling well, stay home. That's
yes.
my number one rule.
Yes.
And that includes a runny nose, sneezing, coughing
mm-hmm.
or allergies, because you don't even know the difference between the two.
Allergies.
Stay
in the,
home
and
get yourself well, and then try to come see me so you can get better.
Right.
The next thing I ask everybody to wear a mask,
mm-hmm.
you know, or a facial covering of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring it with you. But if you don't have one, I got a box right here, and I'm selling them for $2.
Oh, yeah, like I got me a
disposable
box, too.
That's right.
$1.50.
Yeah,
yep.
I'm doing $2
yep.
because I'm saying I need to make sure I can keep everybody in here kind of safe.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only doing one person in the chair, And it can be one person waiting, but they won't be waiting more than 20, 15, 20 minutes.
I'm not with it.
I'm trying to rotation it.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, and I got another thing. Do not bring anybody with you.
Oh, yes. Because I don't know why people decide to, when they come to get their hair done, they want to bring in a friend or their cousin or they, just somebody. No, you have to be by yourself, honey. Just you. Only person that's getting the service done. Can't come and hang out and sit and talk.
Yeah. I don't want you to bring anybody in, you know. And I'm asking them also to make sure you wash your hands. When you come in, just get your little hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, you know, and if you go to the bathroom, wash your hands with hot
water,
soapy water for at least 20 to 30 seconds. Because that's how you kill the germs. I tell them, sing the ABCs twice.
Yep, that's a good idea.
And another thing I said, I've been telling my clients, if you see something wrong or unsanitary,
right, say something.
Say something. Yeah, don't just so let the stuff just... Because sometimes we can't see everything.
Right.
And, you know, we be moving, trying to move a little fast. And sometimes we might pick up something or touch something. And we might need to change that glove.
Right.
If you see it, say something. I won't be offended. It's nothing wrong with that because we be forgetting it.
Right. I love being corrected. I love it. Right. And it's nothing wrong.
That's right. That's right. And listen, it's only in your place of discomfort that there's growth.
Yes.
So you don't know that you're growing if somebody don't put you in a place where you need to grow.
Right. Amen to that. I definitely agree with that, Vondella.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the last thing, but not least, the last thing I'm telling people is to do is to treat everybody like they are COVID-19 positive.
Yes.
And you don't know
who
is sick.
Yeah.
You don't know. Even these little kids that want to run up and give you a hug. You don't know.
Yes.
So you got to treat everybody like that. So, I mean, the changes, like you said earlier, the changes that are occurring because of this, it has been a great thing, I think, especially for the stylists, because we actually have a whole lot of things that we need to stay on top of.
Right.
We have gotten away from doing waivers and consultations.
We have gotten away from it.
So we really...
So I'm going to get back to that. I'm promising you. Hocus Beauty Bar, we're going to get back to doing things the way they're supposed to be doing. Yes.
Yeah, because the timing is always a time thing that we always forget about. It's always time.
Right.
But we got to make time to make our businesses perfected and the way it needs
to
be disinfected, perfected, and a great inviting environment for the clients.
Correct. And with this coronavirus, and we're, you know, spacing our clients out, it's actually giving me a new light on my own time and as far as my own self and my life, my livelihood, because I used to go so hard to, I never had any time to be a mom, to actually like be home with my kids and just take care of them and be nurturing to them as I should, the way I want to feel, you know? So it's been able to make me space it out. Now I'm like 11 to 6. Normally I would be like 6 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Right. Yeah, I remember those days. I'm long gone of those days for me. I don't even work on Saturdays. So you know those long
days. Right. I can't even get my hair done.
It's nothing wrong with that. But it's also given me time to spend with my family as well. Because sometimes when it comes down to family, we neglect our own family trying to make sure everybody, and you know,
family, I'll never neglect y'all again. I love y'all.
Oh, well, I ain't gonna say I'm not gonna never neglect them again, but I'm gonna try my best not to, because you know, I stay a little busy and a lot of things, because really we do, we put so many needs above ours as stylists. You know, think about it. Every time somebody's getting married or if it's a funeral, we don't ever look like anything. We got to dust our makeup on the way going, or we don't even get our hair done. Sometimes we don't even get to get dressed to go to the wedding.
But
this is that really has taught me how to put some things in perspective.
So I'm
spending some time in my yard, doing some things in my yard and working on with my garden. I wish I worked on that before, which is good rain that's been going on for these past couple of days. It's been good for my garden. You know, me and my husband has been doing some things together. So, this has really been good. So, again, y'all, this is Vondella. Vondella Smith Richardson. I am Vondella from Exclusive Beauty Suite here in Orangeburg, South Carolina, located at 106 Stagecoach Lane in the Village on St. Matthews Road. And this is
Mocha from Mocha's Beauty Bar, 5708 North Main Street, y'all, Suite E, Columbia, South Carolina, 29203. Come check us out.
Y'all heard it from us. We've been styling for a long time. We got about 30 years on our belt together as one. We are here to serve you. So come on out. and visit us and get this clean, disinfected style
right.
coming out of this out of these licensed beauticians. We said
license.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.